China targets offshore platforms. After one TLR's in unauthorized outflows, Beijing has opened a sweeping enforcement campaign against offshore trading platforms. It accuses of helping Chinese investors move money out of the country. Bloomberg reported on May 26th an estimated $1 trillion in unauthorized funds left China last year, the largest leakage in the country's history of capital controls, and regulators are now targeting the venues that intermediated those flows. The action lands in a market that is already tense. As of May 26, 2026, Bitcoin trades at $76,524, down 0.6% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index at 38. Crypto did not react sharply to the news, but the second-order implications for offshore stablecoin flows and OTC desks could play out over weeks rather than hours. The scale of the leakage, $8 trillion, is roughly 5% of China's GDP and several multiples larger than the country's annual current account surplus. Capital controls cap individual outbound transfers at $50,000 per year, so any flow at that scale necessarily routes around the formal banking system. Bloomberg's reporting frames the crackdown as a response to investors increasingly using offshore brokers, prediction market-style platforms, and crypto rails to move assets into Hong Kong, Singapore, and Western markets. The framing matters. Beijing is not treating this as a few bad actors. It is treating it as a structural breach of the capital account regime that has underpinned the yuan since the early 1990s. Enforcement is reportedly running across the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, the Public Security Ministry, and tax authorities at the same time. Crypto rails in the line of fire. Chinese citizens cannot legally hold crypto on domestic exchanges since the 2021 ban, but offshore venues remain accessible through VPNs, peer-to-peer USDT trades, and informal OTC desks. Tether has acknowledged in past disclosures that Asia-Pacific accounts for a meaningful share of stablecoin demand, and Chainalysis has tracked tens of billions in yuan-denominated stablecoin trades over recent years. Those flows are not all capital flight, but a non-trivial share is. The crackdown is likely to focus on USDT CNY OTC desks operating through Telegram and WeChat offshore brokers, offering tokenized U.S. equities to mainland clients, Hong Kong-licensed venues, acting as on-ramps for mainland-sourced capital cross-border payment processors, using stablecoins to net flows. Past Chinese enforcement actions have moved methodically. The 2017 ICO ban took roughly 3 months to fully implement. The 2021 mining and exchange ban took 2 quarters. A $1 trillion leakage suggests a more aggressive and sustained campaign this time. Hong Kong exchanges in the most exposed position. Hong Kong-licensed exchanges sit in the most exposed position. The city has built a regulated crypto framework partly aimed at capturing mainland-adjacent demand, and several venues have onboarded clients through identity workflows that Beijing now views as insufficient. Tightening from the mainland side could force these exchanges to introduce stricter source-of-funds checks for any deposit traceable to a mainland counterparty. Stablecoin issuers face a quieter but real consequence. If Chinese demand for offshore USDT contracts, primary market issuance slows at the margin, and secondary market spreads on yuan pairs widen. Tether's recent disclosures show the issuer holds $141 billion in treasuries, so the issuer can absorb a demand shock. But the second-order effect on stablecoin velocity in Asia is worth tracking. Macro context. The crackdown comes as the Fed signals a more hawkish stance after April minutes, with rate cut bets fading. A stronger dollar and tighter Chinese controls compress the cross-border carry trade that has driven a chunk of stablecoin volume into Asia. The combination of U.S. monetary tightening and Chinese capital account tightening is structurally bearish for offshore yuan stablecoin flows, even if the immediate crypto price reaction is muted.